1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, to those who are made holy in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God that is given to you by Jesus Christ, so that in everything you are enriched by him, in all speaking and in all knowledge, just as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, so that you'll be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I ask you, please, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For I have been told about you, my brothers, by those who are of the house of Chloe, that there are arguments among you. Now this I say, that each of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one would say I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I don't know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, so that the cross of Christ wouldn't be made of no effect. For the preaching of the cross is to those who will be destroyed foolishness, but to us who are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hasn't God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom didn't know God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Gentiles seek for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brothers, how that not many wise men according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confuse the things that are mighty, and inferior things of the world, and things that are despised has God chosen, yes, and things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no flesh would glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who by God is made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that, as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in the Lord.